Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Minneapolis bracing for the first trial in George Floyd's death. Seattle's homeless crisis now double the national average. Church membership in the USA falls to a record low. American sleep habits worse than ever. Godzilla brings some fans back to the movies. Also ahead, racism? Is it everywhere? But first, the Minnesota National Guard patrolling the streets as the trial of Derek Chauvin begins, the former police officer charged with second-degree murder and other things for kneeling on George Floyd's neck until he lost consciousness and ultimately died. Protests are already scheduled in New York, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, as some Americans apparently don't even want a trial, just convict them. The housing crisis in Seattle getting crazy, the city witnessing a 6% jump in the number of homeless residents, twice the national average. The town of less than 800,000 people boasts a transient population of at least 30,000. By comparison, New York City has 8 million inhabitants and 50,000 homeless. Seattle gives money to the homeless, which might be a magnet. The percentage of Americans who worship dropping below 50% for the first time in 8 decades. Survey from Gallup showing religious attendance also reaching the lowest level ever recorded at 47%. In the year 2000, 3/4 of U.S. households did belong to a church or synagogue. Now, it's less than half. A new study says 1 in 10 people actually feel fully rested after sleeping. Just 8% of U.S. adults say they're satisfied with their slumber. 2/3 can't even remember the last time they got a good rest. We live in a very tense time, and that's the proof. The new movie Godzilla vs. Kong, setting a pandemic record. The film grossed about $120 million overseas and hits America this week. Sadly, neither the giant lizard or the giant gorilla were nominated for an Academy Award. But come on, both Godzilla and Kong should receive honorary Oscars, no doubt. In a moment, racism. It's everywhere. Right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. One of the worst things about America is the epidemic, not of COVID, but of racist accusations. It's all over the place, and it's absolutely heinous. Calling someone a racist for political gain or to spite them or to demonize them is a sin. It's as simple as that, even if you don't believe in God. Now, if you oppose the progressive agenda, you're a racist. If you think voting laws should be tightened up, made more clear, you're a racist. If you said something bad in the 5th grade, racist, racist, racist. So, now we have 2 witch hunts in this country. Me too. And you are a racist. Once accused, you are branded, just like back in Salem, Massachusetts. So how do we, the people, fight back? It's exceedingly difficult because the cancel culture media loves this stuff. When was the last time we saw the press express reasonable doubt about an explosive charge? Can you think of one? Well, that didn't happen with Brett Kavanaugh. It didn't happen with Piers Morgan, Sharon Osbourne, on and on and on and on. This is really despicable. Due process is thrown right out the window. And it's not just in the famous press, the celebrity media. It's happening in towns all over America. If you don't like somebody, then you accuse. And then that person is left having to defend a terrible accusation. Now, some accusations are true, but there's such a thing as due process. You get the chance to prove your innocence. And indeed, all Americans should presume you are innocent. But that's not what's happening in the USA. You know it. I know it. And this political racism business, every single story that the progressives don't like, they're pointing a finger saying, oh, this is racist. If you give a test in a high school and people of color don't do well, the test is racist. And if you are in a situation that doesn't work out the way we progressives want it to work out, then the situation is racist. It's out of control. So what do? Well, all Americans, very calmly, by the way, have to object. Verbally, writing letters to the editor, calling your congresspeople, getting on school boards, whatever it may be. You have to object. This racist accusation stuff has to stop. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 18 years ago today, residents in New York City said farewell to smoke-filled bars, restaurants, and theaters. On March 30th, 2003, it became illegal to light up a cigarette in any New York public business. Mayor Bloomberg, a former smoker himself, pushed the ban after years of battling local businesses and politicians throughout the state. Owners of establishments could be fined $2,000 for allowing smoking and even have their licenses suspended. At the time, some angry New Yorkers accused Bloomberg of acting like a dictator, targeting people's personal behavior. Years later, hundreds of cities and most states across the country have enacted similar legislation. How did it work out for America's smokers? Turns out Mayor Mike was correct. In the year 2000, about 26% of adults describe themselves as regular tobacco users. Today, just 12% of Americans smoke more than 5 cigarettes a day. Folks inhaling more than a pack a day has dropped to just 5%. Despite the decline, consuming tobacco is still a major medical problem. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cigarette smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death in the USA. 500,000 people die from smoking-related diseases every year, and that doesn't even count chewing tobacco. So, tobacco use is responsible for 87% of all lung cancer deaths, 79% of chronic pulmonary deaths, 32% of coronary heart disease deaths. If you think that's bad, figures are even worse overseas. There, about a third of residents in Europe still light up. 40% of men in China consume tobacco on a daily basis, and that number tops 50% in some African countries. And here's something else you might not know. Despite the decline in America, tobacco products still generate major dollars. In 2020, the industry saw $46 billion in sales. The average price for a pack of Marlboros in New York City now $17, up from $2 in 1990. Back after this.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.